Welcome to Tulsa Topics. Music, news, interviews, and much more. In this Tulsa Topics podcast, I play audio capture today at the Tulsans Defending Democracy press conference in its entirety.
Well, we'd like to welcome everyone here today. We see several members present from Tulsans Defending Democracy and the media, and I do believe the media is a great part of defending our democracy. Y'all, through accurate reporting, inform the average citizen of what they need to know so they can make educated decisions when they go to the poll, and I think that's very important, and I applaud your work. My name is Margie Celio, and I'm just your average citizen, retired school teacher, and I joined Tulsa's Defending Democracy a couple months ago. I, too, had been appalled when I had heard rumors going around that the city council was going to be revamped and we were going to have larger council districts, councilors at large, things of this nature. And I just couldn't see how that was going to benefit the city of Tulsa totally. I could see how it could benefit certain areas, but not the total population. So I went to a meeting of Tulsans Defending Democracy, and there was three things that happened when I went in. First of all, everyone was there for the same cause, and that made me feel really good. And the second thing was the room was absolutely packed, so that was another really good feeling. But I think probably the thing that got me the most when I looked around the room was the diversity of the people. We had people from young to old, and in between. We had people from the north, south, east, west sides, and in between. That'd be the Midtowners. We had people just there from all walks of life. We had Democrats. We had Republicans. It just covered everybody. Well, anyway, I think the diversity issue is probably why the Tulsans Defending Democracy are standing up today. We haven't been real excited for about a week since we heard that Mayor LaFortune was having a commission, Citizens Commission, on city government, and he's picked about 20 people to be on it, and it doesn't seem to be as diversified as possibly it should be. Doesn't even include a woman as of yet. So we would like to approach him today, and we have through a letter, and we have through a list of people, and he has indicated at a neighborhood meeting earlier this week that he would be willing to add some people to it. So we have submitted a number of names from Tulsans Defending Democracy. We hope that he will pick a person of substance and more diversity, maybe two or three of those people actually. We would like to protect our population and ensure with these people that we're not having special interest groups protected, certain areas of town protected, that type of thing. I'm going to introduce to you Herb Beatty, and then we're going to have Greg Bledsoe. Herb's going to talk to you a little more about our organization, and then Greg is going to discuss with you names and the letter that was submitted earlier today to Mayor Bill LaFortune. Thank you again for coming.
Thanks, Margie. As Margie indicated, I'm Herb Beatty, and I'm a co-president of the Brookside Neighborhood Association, and as some of you know, I've been involved in neighborhood and community issues for, I guess I'm the senior citizen of Tulsans Defending Democracy. I was shocked when I read the paper on October 21st, a Friday, and saw that a lot of my friends had formed a group and were circulating a petition to reduce the number of district councilors from 9 to 6 and add 3 councilors elected citywide. I went for a dog walk, and by the time I got back, I had a call from Jim Hughley on the right and Greg Bledsoe on the left and folks in between. Everybody was angry. And so we quickly formed this little group called Tulsans Defending Democracy, because we believe that this at-large concept is a direct attack on the democratic processes. It's undemocratic, it's un-American, and it's wrong. And the more I've studied the issue, the more I've become convinced that even one city councilor at-large is a bad idea. It dilutes the influence that ordinary citizens and neighborhood associations, what little influence we have in City Hall today would be further diluted to the point where we'd have virtually none. It's an attempt to transfer power from homeowners, homeowners association, ordinary people to the development community and others. They have alleged that our city government is not working and that our city councilors are practicing what they call ward politics and not voting for the best interest of the city. I've asked them, what do you mean by that? Give me some examples where our councilors have not acted in the best interest of the city. The only examples they've given me is when citizens have stood up like Mona Miller did and said, we don't want that bank on this corner. Rezoning from residential to commercial are the only examples where they have brought to us. Now, we were again surprised when Brian called me on Monday and said, have you heard that the mayor has announced the formation of a commission, and the proponents, who are called the Tulsans for Better Government, have stopped their petition drive. And that, so we learned about it sometime the middle of the day on Monday. But that is very good news. We're glad they've stopped the petition. We don't want this city to go through the very divisive process of fighting over that question during this election cycle. We're quite confident that they finally woke up and realized that they had a loser. And they were going to not only lose that initiative, but likely get a mayor that was not favorable to them and lose votes on the city council. Whatever their reasons are, coincidentally, Tuesday night there was a meeting that the mayor called of neighborhood leaders. And, oh, by the way, getting back to Tuesday morning, I get my paper. Here's the story in the Tulsa World that lists about 8 or 10 names, all males. There's not one woman there. So Tuesday night, the mayor had a meeting of neighborhood leaders, and one of the president of the Lewis Crest Neighborhood Association commended the current form of government and asked the mayor what his plans are with regard to this process. He claimed that he had gone around the city and learned all around town, very unhappy people, particularly on the north side. And therefore, he had met Friday morning with the proponents, the Tulsans for Better Government, and Friday and over the weekend, they'd come up with this plan. And he was well aware of our existence because he did say in response to the question that he intended to invite some of us to be part of this new group he's put together. And also in response to that question, he said he was going to ask some ladies. So we think this is all good, and therefore we have responded to those overtures by submitting to the city today a letter commending the mayor for what's going on and hoping that there truly will be a broad-scale review that goes on and that constituents be diverse. And Greg Bledsoe, our third presenter, will describe that letter to you. Oh, I want to say one other thing. At that meeting Tuesday night, the neighborhood leaders were really interested in stuff like crime, lighting in North Tulsa, land use issues, and the business of changing the council was not something they want to do, but they considered it a huge threat.
My name is Greg Bledsoe. I'm an attorney here in Tulsa, and I've been a citizen of Tulsa since about 1971. If you would like a copy of the letter that we submitted to the mayor about an hour ago, I have copies there together with a list of proposed names. It's my understanding that this letter was drafted on behalf of Tulsans for Defending Democracy at the request of the mayor. So I'd like to read it, and I'd be happy to respond individually to questions, and before I conclude, I'll make a few statements. Dear Mayor LaFortune, our organization notes with interest your December 5, 2005 establishment of a Citizens Commission on City Government and your statement to the large crowd at the Mayor's Night In meeting for neighborhood leaders on December 6 that you intend to name several individuals from our group, Tulsa's Defending Democracy, to the commission. We welcome the opportunity to participate. In keeping with your statement, in the charge to the commission, that it constitute a diverse group of citizens to review Tulsa's government, we offer the enclosed list of names as suggested members of the commission. Our list is bipartisan and includes persons from every walk of life and geographic area of the city. It is diverse with respect both to race and gender. We look forward to the opportunity to examine the structure of Tulsa's government, but are concerned that your charge to the commission did not focus on the vital need to encourage full and fair participation by all citizens of Tulsa in their city government. As our name implies, we are committed to democracy. Democracy is sometimes not the most efficient, but in our view, it is the best form of government to ensure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. As Winston Churchill is often quoted, democracy is the worst form of government except for all those other forms that have been tried from time to time. As you most certainly are aware, Mayor LaFortune, Tulsans Defending Democracy is very concerned that any form of at-large voting for representation on the city council will concentrate power in the hands of special interests and will most likely violate the spirit and letter of the 1990 historic settlement of the voting rights case that abolished at-large representation. The democracy we want for Tulsa is that every geographic part of the city have equal and fair representation in the city council. This type of democracy fosters the positive effects of each councilor making sure that his or her district's interests and views are considered and that his or her district does not become the sole dumping ground for essential but undesirable projects. There have been complaints that this type of representation is too inefficient or too divisive and that it has delayed or blocked valuable development projects. Tulsa has many social and economic problems. Almost none of them first appeared on the watch of the current city council. We need creative conflict, which comes when people offer different visions of the future and proposals for how to get there. Councilors representing each part of the city rather than traditional special interest groups will offer a variety of diagnoses and propose solutions that will generate robust debate. History shows us that real democracy of that type leads to innovative and dynamic solutions and advances in the public interest. In our view, Tulsa does not need a government that will stifle this debate in the name of efficiency. What it needs is more democracy, not less. True democracy comes from debate and compromise not from using political and economic power to suppress dissent, especially when the dissenters are merely trying to make everyone aware of the great variety of difficulties faced by every part of Tulsa. We hope that the Citizens Commission will be truly representative and diverse. Please advise us or the individuals identified on the enclosed list if and how they can serve the greater good of the city of Tulsa. The list includes 10 of our members, and I might add that we estimate our membership is somewhere between 50 and 75, with it ever growing weekly. The 10 names that we have identified include African Americans, males and females, and represent citizens who live in all parts of Tulsa. They include African American Jane Malone, former street and public property commissioner Jim Hughley III, former Democratic Party County Chair and Tulsa Classroom Teacher President Elaine Dodd, former City Development employee Ray Piercy, who is currently a vice president of a major company here in town, Mona Miller, together with her husband, a small business owner in South Tulsa, Herb Beatty, who you met, a community activist and former executive director of the Nature Conservancy, the local chapter here in Tulsa, Margie Stilio, a retired career teacher in the public school systems of Oklahoma, myself, an attorney who has lived in Tulsa since 1971 and has been practicing law since 1979, and I might add was one of the attorneys who, along with Jim Goodwin and Lewis Bullock, were representing the plaintiffs in the original lawsuit that was brought to dismantle the at-large system in 1987, and was at least a substantial motivation in doing that when the citizens of Tulsa voted to eliminate the at-large system in 1990. And I might add that our research has indicated that Tulsans have voted on charter change 7 times since 1900. And only once did they change their form of government, and that was in 1990. It is our firm belief that that was the will of the people and was appropriate, and that any current controversy or crisis or discord is essentially transitory based on personalities and probably does not justify any significant change in our form of government, although we're certainly willing, in good faith, to look at that for the overall betterment of the city. The two additional members that we're suggesting to the mayor who for his consideration is Becky Darrow, a mother and homemaker in South Tulsa, and Gary Allison, who you probably know and recognize as a law professor at the University of Tulsa and a former candidate for Congress. With that, I think each of the presenters are willing to respond to individual questions, as well as some of the other members of Tulsa's Defending Democracy. So I'll turn it over to the floor.
Are you... If the mayor doesn't pick somebody off of your list, do you believe your views will be represented at all on this commission that he set up?
I hope so. First of all, I would remind the members of the media that the mayor promised on December the 6th to identify and pick someone from Tulsa Defending Democracy. We will be very disappointed if he doesn't do that. Fortunately, there are a few people on the commission that we know and are sympathetic to our cause, so hopefully our views will be heard. And if he doesn't appoint people from our group, and this would be true even if he does, we will be watching very closely, we will be asking questions, and we will be raising issues.
What do you think about the rule that the mayor has put down? Well, I guess you said that the commission does not have to accept comments from the public. Do you think that that should have been something that he set forth?
Well, first of all, I don't think he has restricted the commission in accepting comments to the public. I'm curious. I was curious about that statement. I don't know why he would say it one way or the other. Perhaps he was suggesting some form of an efficiency. I would think that ultimately would be up to the commission, but it seems to me that the commission would want to accept the widest possible comments from the public in the most efficient way. I think Herb wants to comment on that.
Well, yeah. First place, I would encourage the press to go ask the mayor and the Citizens for Better Government, or Tulsans for Better Government, why they stopped the petition drive and why this thing happened. Between, you know, he called a meeting. He told us, the homeowners leaders, on Tuesday night that he called a meeting in his office on Friday morning, and they had this thing ready for the press on Monday morning. Clearly, not a lot of thought went into this process, and I think that he knows, based on the events of Tuesday night and the rest of this week and what we're doing here today, that if we really are going to look at our government, it requires a diverse group. I think the mayor knows that. And I also urged him to take the time to thoughtfully rethink those rules and change them, because they are awfully restrictive, in my opinion.
Any other questions or comments?
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Your efforts.
Thank you for listening to Tulsa Topics. Comments can be emailed to tulsatopics@gmail.com.